I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Area residents had the opportunity to comment on a revised proposal for a fourth Ouachita River Bridge connecting Monroe and West Monroe. The Department of Transportation and consultant company Arcadis hosted an open house last night at the Monroe City Hall Council Chambers. Maps were presented showing the potential route, and many residents were able to ask questions about the project. Construction of a fourth bridge crossing the Ouachita River would connect between Highway 143 on the west side of the river and US 165 on the east. The State Department of Education has released its 2014 performance scores and grades for districts as well as individual schools. Overall, the report shows modest, steady gains. The percentage of students scoring mastery and above on grades 3 through 8 tests increased by 1% in English Language Arts and 2% in math to record high levels. Graduation rates rose by 1.2%. The number of schools earning a letter grade rating of A increased by 54, resulting in 241 A schools in 2014, compared to 187 a year ago. In Northeast Louisiana, Ouachita and Lincoln parishes fared best with a letter grade of B. Caldwell, Franklin, Jackson, and Richland parishes received a C. Monroe City, Union, and Morehouse parishes finished below average with a D grade. The Louisiana Workforce Commission says we're getting closer to the 2 million mark when it comes to the number of people who have jobs here. LWC Executive Director Kurt Ising says non-farm employment grew by just over 33,000 jobs over the year ending September 30th. It's a new record, with employment now exceeding 1.98 million.
We have a unbroken four-year string of job growth. If you're in 1 month, you look at the same month the prior year. So year over year, we've been growing for four straight years, which is huge for us.
Ising says we have more jobs than we've ever had, a bigger labor force than we've ever had, and more people working here than before. He says construction is seeing the most growth, with 11,000 jobs over the year ending September 30th. He says the boom they've been saying is coming has already begun.
Now, we're not into it as heavily as we're going to be, because most projects haven't actually started work yet. But more and more of them are getting permitted. Sasol, the biggest of them all, broke ground for their project, and that could be potentially $22 billion by the time it's done.
Leisure and hospitality was second, adding 9,500 jobs. Is Rob Manis hurting fellow Republican Congressman Bill Cassidy's campaign in the U.S. Senate race against Democrat Senator Mary Landrieu? Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Southern has more on that concern.
A new poll shows Landrieu ahead with 38%, Cassidy with 36%, and Manis with 9%. Political analyst Robert Hogan says while Manis may be pulling votes from Cassidy, it's also a strategy by ultra-conservatives to be heard.
This is a tried-and-true way that candidates have attempted to try to sort of influence not only the outcome of the election, but also the type of issues that the candidates who ultimately win speak to.
Hogan says the undecided voters are likely conservatives who are influenced by incumbency and like Landrieu, so she shouldn't be counted out. Michelle Southern reporting.
The KEDM weather forecast: mostly sunny skies during the day today with a high in the upper 70s. A few clouds this evening with the low tonight in the upper 40s.